one century. It's time to play Key Phrase to win a wimpy home worth over £50,000.
Some problems in our marquee. We'll go over to the marquee in just a few moments. In the meantime, we'll play another song. We'll be back in just a second. The marquee.
Now on Century, it's time to play Key Phrase to win a wimpy home worth over £50,000.
What do you want?
We want the house again.
We're here for the final draw of the day. The marquee is absolutely packed to capacity because there are only 10 more people now that will go through to win that wimpy home of your dreams, and it's worth over £50,000. Anybody want to win it? I thought you might. The stage is set again. Our wimpy wall is being covered now by the winning numbers. Live on the stage and live on the radio as we give away a brand new wimpy home worth over £50,000. Don't miss that if you're listening at home. It's the biggest prize on radio, and only Century, the Northeast biggest radio station and wimpy homes, will give it away. In half an hour, somebody will be a huge winner.
Another winner on Century.
University and find out why Y equals AB cubed. Or you could join me, Andy Hodgson, on Century. Eureka!
All your favourite music.
And of course, we've got Dave Goldring, again, radio megastar with us. Actually, Dave, I've just been told someone's on the phone. Hello?
Hello, me daddy.
Hello, me darling, it's Phil.
Hello, Lou.
Oh, where are you, Phil?
Oh, I'm devastated, Lou.
What's happened?
Somebody's pinched the wheels off my ice cream van.
Oh, you're joking.
Oh, you know that. I try my best, and they pinch the wheels, love.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you live in Fenham, you see, Phil.
I wanted to be with you, love, today.
Oh, well, you know, we had so many people down here at Parkgate, the development here, really wanting to know where you've been today, Phil.
I was looking forward to it, love.
Were you?
I was. Do you know, when I find out who's done it, love, they're going to get a zoom where it hurts, love, I'm telling you. Hey, there's zooms and there's flakes, they're all over the bottom of my van, love.
Is that right?
Yeah, and the sun's shining through the windows, they're all melting.
Oh, well, you know, I'll tell you what, they've got the whole of the breakfast crew here as well. Andy Hodgson's here as well.
Is he?
Hello,
well,
Phil, love. Are you coming to the club next week?
I'm coming, love. Are you coming to the club?
As long as you'll hold me hand in the back row.
Of course, love, I will.
All right, then, love.
Yeah. Now, listen, hey, I bumped into your friend yesterday.
Who was that?
Keith Gillespie, love.
Keith Gillespie?
Yeah. He was putting a bet on, love. hey.
Stop it. We're going to get in trouble. Hey. Stop it.
He got 14 million to one, love.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, did he win?
No. Elvis has got to come back, right?
Yeah.
Piloting a UFO.
Yeah.
And he's got to land on Loch Ness Monster, look.
Yeah.
So he put a quid on. Well, you never know, do you, look?
I'll tell you, Dave Goldring's here as well. Scoop, see you. Say hello to Phil.
Oh, I love him.
You know what, Phil?
What, love?
I love you.
I really do love you as well. I've heard a lot about you.
Well, I'll tell you what, he wants to grab you at any opportunity.
He can grab me anywhere
absolutely.
He wants.
I've heard that, Phil. And listen, so what, you can't come down today, is that what you're saying? You can't get a taxi down or anything? You can't make
I'm
well.
I'm everywhere for my wheels.
Is that right? Because there have been people who want to speak to you as well. And, yes. You know, there's a bus driver here. Hang on, he just wants to say hello to you. Hang on, what's your name?
Hello, Phil, I'm John. I love you.
You sound quite nice. Hey, do you close your eyes when you're kissing?
Oh, not if it was you, Phil.
I love you. Hey, does your wife snore?
No, not that I know of.
Well, I've got a good tip for anyone's wife that snores, you see.
Go on.
Well, what you do, you whisper in their ear... Right. Three, tut, tut, tut. And it works, love. They stop snoring, love. It works.
How?
I'm going to try it tonight with Rupert.
Three, tut, tut, tut.
Three, you just say three, tut, tut, tut. Try it, everybody. It works.
Right, well, we got one, two, three.
Tut, tut, tut.
Tut,
tut. Hey, can you hear anyone snoring? It works, love, I'm telling you.
Okay, and we've also got a TV megastar here as well today, Phil. Pam Royal.
And ooh, I've heard of her.
I know, you love her, don't you? You love her. Well, anyway, Phil, we're very sorry you can't make... Oh, hang on, Mike the Mouth's here as well, Phil.
Is he there?
Hang on, have a word with him.
You're a disgrace, you.
Hey,
you ought to be locked up in charge of an ice cream wagon at your age.
Yeah, what do you mean at my age? I'm not as old as you.
You're just a charlatan. Telling people you're only 34, you forgot the years you slept.
Phil. Don't you start, or I'll send Rupert around there.
Dead right. Yeah, he's already walking funny, Phil, so I think he's met somebody. Yeah, well, it's lovely to talk to you. I'm sorry you couldn't make it today. But I want to tell you something of national importance.
Do you, love?
Yeah, and not all these women do, are you? You ready?
Yes, love.
One, two, three.
I love you.
I love you. Oh, do you know, I wish I could have been there.
Ta-ra, Phil!
Wait till I get hold of that swine, love. I'm going to kill him.
This is Century.
Hi, I'm Simon O'Rourke in Gateshead.
And I'm Dave Roberts in Middlesbrough. New to Century is Sports Talk, where you pick up the phone and talk about sport.
I think most of them found envious of Newcastle, but admire the Bury, you know?
Sports Talk for sports fans in the North East with Simon O'Rourke in Gateshead.
And Dave Roberts in the Borough.
Century Sports Talk every weekday evening 6 till 7, including the Friday night football phone-in.
It's been a very good promotion, John. It's been superb. It really has.
And are you looking forward to giving away this house?
Very much so, very much so. It's been a superb day. Everyone's really enjoyed themselves. I think it's everyone's waiting in anticipation now.
See who wins it. And, of course, all your sales executives have been down. They've been down. We've all been visiting a lot of your developments over the last few weeks, and they look good, don't they?
They certainly do, and obviously the promotion's created a great deal of interest. We've had lots of people coming down to the developments to see who can win this beautiful house that they're going to get.
Well, I tell you, it's never been done before. No one's ever given away a £52,000 home, so it's some prize, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's nice to be doing something that no one's done before.
All right, then. Well, of course, we have, and what a big cheer for this, we do have, of course, with us a TV megastar, Pam Royal. Yay! Pam, this is your big moment.
I know. Do you know, I'm nervous. I am nervous about drawing this key out. It's probably because there's so many people standing there in front of me, and I'm going to disappoint 49.
we wouldn't hold it against you, Pam, would we?
Oh, yes, they would.
And, of course, Andy Hodgson has been here as well. Andy, you've been going through the rounds through all day today, and the tension's been building, hasn't it?
The tension's very much been building. All the people here today have been getting more and more excited. The ones that have won through the day have been coming back saying, is it nearly time yet? I've just got a whole sweat on here, I tell you. And they're all stood here in front of us just saying, come on, I want a house.
All right, then, so it's nearly that time. We've all got to shout the phrase, which is, press the button. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? Okay, one, two, three. Press the button!
Now on Century, it's time to play Key Phrase to win a wimpy home worth over £50,000.
Do you want a house? Do you want a house? Let's do it. We are live on the stage about to give away a £50,000 house. The tombola is spinning as we speak. Just 50 people are here today. There's only one that's going to win a house, though. But I do need to ask, as it's spinning away, does anybody know the key phrase? I'm glad you said that. Who wants to win the house, then? Anybody in particular? You all want to win the house. It's spinning away now. And Pam is the lady that's going to make that draw. It's spinning as we speak, and in a second it'll stop.
All right, Pam, are you ready for this? It's like the National Lottery, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm absolutely certain. Yes, Anthea Turner, eat your heart out.
Come on, darling, go on then.
It's not Anthea, is it?
I was going to say, you're nothing like Bob Monkhouse, Pam.
Right, okay. This is it. And I've got one.
You've got one, have you? Have you? Just got it. Here we go.
I don't look at it. It's green.
It's green, and it is 0071. Yeah! You're here! Come onto the stage! 71! Winners. Where's the key that we had? Hold the key.
That's the key, but she can hardly speak. She's shaking and
crying. Face the gang over here.
Here we are. The scene for the people at home, there are photographers at the front of the marquee now clicking away as the family of the winning house have come to the front. The lady who's won it is in tears now, hugging the baby, and I don't think the gentleman's far away. Here comes Kevin from Wimpy Homes. He's handing them the key, and Pam's getting in the photography as well. This will be in your papers tomorrow. And we have a winner of a brand new Wimpy home worth over £50,000. It's completely free, and it comes from Century and Wimpy.
Okay. What a fantastic winner. How do you feel, my darling?
Oh, my God.
How do you feel now? You've just won a house.
I just don't believe it. I can't stop shaking.
£52,000.
Speechless.
What's your name?
Pardon?
What's your name?
It's Michael.
Michael, you forgot your name in the excitement.
Shocked.
£52,000.
I've been dreaming.
Been dreaming.
I've been praying.
No mortgage, nothing. Oh, and it's a Wimpy home as well. One of the best you could ever win.
Just what we needed.
Well, many congratulations. Are we all going to shout those winning words? 1, 2, 3, I'm a winner. What great winner, Valerie Dickinson of Fenham is our big winner today of the Wimpy home of your dreams, worth over £50,000. Pam, did you ever believe you'd make anyone that happy?
I didn't think I'd ever make anybody cry like that. Oh, it was absolutely wonderful, wasn't it? I mean, and that she's got a 7-year-old little girl and a 2-year-old little boy, and they were just absolutely overwhelmed, both shaking. Both crying. It was wonderful.
That's nice, isn't it? Isn't it a nice feeling when you can make someone that happy?
It was. And I think what was especially nice as well was everybody that was standing here that hadn't won was so pleased for them. They were all smiling and thinking, you know, what a great winner.
Wonderful. Well, listen, thanks for coming along. You've been great. You still look fantastic.
What do you mean, still?
I'll be watching you on the telly tonight. All right, and thank you to you, Andy, as well. You've been here on the stage, and it has been a great day.
It has been a fabulous day, and what a great end to go to that family today. But the people who didn't win, you're always a winner with Century, and there's always something round the corner where you could be a big winner as well.
Certainly is, and thanks to all the team here, and especially thanks to Wimpy Homes, and they've been putting on a fabulous show here, and you come along and have a look at the homes. They really are superb. We have certainly been very well looked after today. Thanks to the people who brought sandwiches along, flasks.
Yes, the false teeth, they all came.
Mike the Mouth is certainly very pleased because he has actually had lots of cans of beer being donated to him on the course, so he's been very pleased indeed. But thanks to everyone involved in the whole of the day today. As I said, a very big thank you to Pam Royal for coming along on a very busy schedule she's got. She's live on the telly tonight, of course. But also thanks to, as I said, to Wimpy Homes for putting on this fabulous show. From us all here at the Wimpy Development in Parkgate, thanks for coming along. Hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back on the air tomorrow morning on Century. Have a nice day.
From the Northeast's biggest radio station, this is Century News.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Nikki Harvey. The Foreign Office says Radio News.
Northeast weather. With Century Windows. Our reputation is built on quality and affordability.
Hi, good afternoon. Goffy on the radio. It's going to be a cloudy night ahead. There's a slight risk of a shower or two as well. Overnight low of 36 degrees Fahrenheit. Now for Tuesday, a bright start to the day. There's going to be a touch of sunshine. That's the good news. And a top temperature of 55 degrees Fahrenheit. That'll be in Darlington and also here at 100 to 102 FM. Let's play some Duran Duran.
Days at noon, it's the Tony Newman phone-in.
I was tested and I was highly allergic to at least 28 items. I'm allergic to strawberries and I'm allergic to geraniums.
Well, I've been an asthmatic all my life.
Just all the things that you don't think of, the pastries and the gelatin, but isn't it sad to have to walk around reading labels?
So, what are you talking about today? Join Tony Newman Monday to Friday at noon. This is the Mike Elliott Late Night Phone-In, live and exclusive across the Northeast. Call Mike Elliott free on 0500 100 102. The Mike Elliott Phone-In, live on Century.
Hi, Tony Newman, back tomorrow on the air, banging around with a great phone-in. 12
to... 1, 2, 3, I'm a winner! What stars are you? And the winners were Valerie and Michael Dickinson. Well done to you two. Hey, you're jealous, you aren't you? Aye. I've got the house with no mortgage.
Oh, I know.
Can't believe it.
Oh, it'd be wonderful. Yeah, anyway. Right, we've got problems on the A1290, seven houses. Ben, there's an accident which is blocked.
Last night on Mike the Mouth.
When you say privatisation, is it going to be better? I don't think
wonderful, it'll be wonderful.
I don't think it will be.
But why not?
One thing, you've got rural areas.
Well, they're all private anyway.
Yeah, but what it would mean is people wouldn't get the mail delivered as they do now. You'd have to go and collect it. It'd be like America.
Me rabbits just lying flat, making me ducks just getting on top of it, you know what I mean? And just, honest.
So get on the phone at 10 o'clock tonight. I'll be waiting for you.
Andy Hodgson and Morgan in the Morning. Sometimes you just can't wait.
Me rabbits lying flat.
I think I've seen that film, haven't you?
All right, it's 26 minutes past 8. Good morning, it's Wednesday morning on Century. Here's Linda's Far Now and Run for Home.